Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello. It's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. Thank you for joining me today.
Glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week?
The IDF struck a site used to manage Hezbollah's fire and defense array in which terrorist activity was identified in southern Lebanon. At the site, weapons, military structures, and underground infrastructure sites were struck. The presence of the site and the terrorist activity in it constitutes a violation of the understandings between Israel and Lebanon. There was an attempted terror attack at the Bell checkpoint in Judea and Samaria. Two terrorists arrived at the scene and attempted to run over the soldiers at the checkpoint. Thankfully, no injuries were reported. The Shin Bet Security Agency reveals it recently foiled an attempt by Iran to smuggle large amounts of advanced weapons to terrorists in Judea and Samaria to be used in attacks on Israeli targets. An interesting discovery: a 1,500-year-old synagogue was uncovered in the Golan Heights, offering more evidence of Jewish continuity in the region.
That's progress on the north. What about on the war front with Yemen?
Due to the infiltration of three drones fired within 20 minutes from the Houthi terrorists in Yemen, red alerts were sounded in Eilat in the south on the Red Sea. This on the second anniversary of the October 7th massacre and war crimes against Israel. One drone was intercepted over Eilat. A fourth was launched and intercepted outside Israeli border. Alarms in central Israel went off in the early morning hours due to missiles from Yemen. The missile was successfully intercepted. This while myself and delegates from 71 nations slept soundly in a Jerusalem hotel.
Wow. And how is the war with Hamas in Gaza?
Hamas targeted the southern city of Ashdod when five rockets were launched, four intercepted and one hitting an open area. An officer was seriously injured and two others lightly injured in an attempted infiltration by a terrorist into an IDF fortification near the Gaza Strip. Thanks to the soldiers' resourcefulness and determination to engage, a large-scale incident was prevented. Prime Minister Netanyahu, in a statement on the second anniversary this week on October 7th, quote, "I bow my head in memory of the murdered and the hostages, promise to continue to fight until everyone is returned, the elimination of Hamas rule, and a guarantee that Gaza will no longer pose a threat," unquote. He also expressed, quote, "We have paid a most painful price. Babies, children, adults, and the elderly were brutally murdered by Hamas terrorists. 251 men and women were taken as hostages into the terror tunnels of the Gaza Strip. My wife and I bow our heads in memory of our dead and our fallen, whose images will be forever ingrained in our hearts," unquote. Even in the shadow of such evil, Israelis have extraordinary courage. They remember the victims, the hostages, and stand steadfast with Israel in her fight for life and freedom. Did you know? October 7, 2023, Hamas fired 4,300 rockets at Israel in a single day. October 7, 2024, 14. October 7, 2025, 1. Israeli families are safer today because Hamas's terrorist army has been massively degraded.
That's incredible. Is there anything more, Suzanne? And how would you suggest that we pray this week?
It has been announced that a ceasefire agreement has been reached between Hamas and Israel, whereby the living hostages will be released on Sunday, October 12th, and the fallen deceased on the following day. Israel will continue to control 53% of the Gaza Strip territory until the last hostage is released. Four key points on this agreement: all hostages will be freed, Hamas will be disarmed, Gaza will no longer be ruled by Hamas, and the IDF will maintain control in parts of Gaza to ensure security. Israel, in order to get their hostages back, will again release hundreds of terrorists with much Jewish blood on their hands, murdering Israelis in horrific terror attacks. It is important to note, Hamas terrorists that took part in the October 7th massacre will not be released. President Herzog stated, quote, "At this moment, the heart of Israel beats as one with the hostages and their families. As the prophet Jeremiah wrote, they shall return from the land of their enemy, and children shall return to their borders," unquote. Prime Minister Netanyahu on the ceasefire deal, quote, "A great day for Israel. I thank the heroic IDF soldiers and all the security forces who, thanks to their courage and sacrifice, have brought us to this day. With God's help, together we will continue to achieve all the goals and expand peace with our neighbors," unquote. Fun fact, I get much of my information on Israel from Hananya Naftali in Israel. As I write this week's script, I am listening to him live and in person here in Jerusalem at the ICEJ Feast of Tabernacles. With this unprecedented week in the land of Israel, I recommend the following strategic prayer points: follow through and full release of living and deceased hostages, success in agreeing on a peace plan and the end to the war between Israel and Hamas, comfort to the families of hostages as they receive the bodies of murdered family members, as well as for those who will embrace their loved ones in such a state of starvation. Continued interceptions of missiles and rockets over Israel. With anti-Semitism on the rise, Canadians in Atlantic Canada to rise and be active in showing support for Israel and our Jewish citizens. A new freedom to the Gazans with the removal of Hamas. And pray Psalm 126 to rejoice on the return of the hostages. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. According to Deuteronomy 11:12, the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel. Since God's eyes are on Israel, our eyes must equally be on Israel.
Thank you, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
My pleasure, Stephen. To our audience, I say thank you so much for your prayers and shalom. Peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.